Hello, Brunswick Junior High School. This is Mark Zielinski. I look forward to hearing your performance and best of luck today.
Yeah, it's tricky to maybe put a little bit of space so we can hear those 16th notes. Tricky to do. All right. Overall, nice balance. In terms of hearing all the primary lines. All right, accidental scare through the measure. Good job. I wonder if we can make a little bit... If you make the staccato 8th before the accent a little softer, then the accent will jump out easily. You won't have to work to make that... All right. Good job getting out of the way, band, for the flute obbligato, this little technical stuff they're doing. Now, at 40 flutes, you're a little bit lower in tessitura. Maybe just play the first theme just a little more full so we can hear. We hear the trills. It's the ba-da-dum bump that's getting lost. Way to freeze at the end. Be really still. Good job. You know, one thing, if you want to get a little more picky, it's 40. Da di da do. Da di da do. I wonder if you could do that all in one breath. So that way we can, sometimes those bar lines want to stop our sound. And we end up breathing or stopping our sound, even when we don't need to take a breath or don't even know that we're stopping our sound. But overall, a lot of good things going on. Nice overall band sound. You're playing with, pardon me, a good sense of ensemble and control. Nice job, clarinet solo. Yeah. Good work. Nice chord on measure 4, beat 2. Nice warm sound. A little more picky thing, but we have some triplets, like in measure 11, quarter note triplets. but then make sure to measure 12 on before the dotted 8/16th. These that da 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 still sound like a dotted 8/16th. It's turning out just a little bit triple D. Nice effect going into 19. Nice work. And dynamic contrast in 20. Yeah, maybe even more second trumpet there at the end of 22, what is 23? To balance out so we can hear those parts. All right. Yeah, I like it in it. Trumpet two, alto sax horn. Nice work. So at 33 on the forte piano. Let's see. I wonder the forte piano. Can we keep it softer, a little bit longer, so we can hear the quarter notes better? We need those quarter notes in 33 to come through just more. It's tricky, those F concerts. See if we can get those. Try to match the same pitch if you can, so they can be really, really attuned. But overall, all the solos, nice work. Terrific. Soft playing. It's a big challenge to play slowly and smoothly and softly all together at once. And so you're doing that. One of the things that provides a challenge too is being able to really stay in tune. And so there's some spots that are a little bit more exposed than others. So first of all, there's some times where I'm hearing lines that are unison or the same notes and rhythms within a section. Let's see if we can have, you know, when we're moving slowly and we're sitting on notes for longer periods, it becomes more obvious when intonation is not exactly where we want it to be. And so listen and adjust. If you hear some of those wobbles in the intonation waver line, then adjust and see if you can make it smooth out. So starting off with unions and then unisons, excuse me. But then after that, other intervals, like at the end, it's tricky to get that perfect fifth in the flutes between the F and the C. And that just takes practice and time. If you practice playing softly in front of a tuner, you learn where you characteristically want to go, and it helps you individually when you're at home. But then obviously, playing together, if you can practice that on your own, just, you know, within a section, take 30 seconds and do it. And it's amazing how fast you can get used to listening and adjusting while you play. Coming up with volume and coming back down. I wonder if at the end of measure 10, keep the sound. It felt like we stopped our sound at the very end of measure 10 just a little bit. Keep the sound going again across the bar line so that way we are live at measure 11 before we start getting sound. what might be helpful now is we have this repeated playing that at 29, B, bum, bum, B, bum, bum, bum. You know, a few measures later then, when other voices come in, play a little softer. And then as with each repeat, when a new voice comes in, everybody else get out of the way so we can hear what's new and fresh. Now I'm hearing good balance. I can hear a priority of parts more clearly. Good job. All right, good molto retano. Up and down in the low voice is nice. All right, nice trumpet solo. So through that solo, I think trumpet, you're playing really well. Let's hear even more of it. Really fill the room with the beautiful sound that you have. Right? So I think if you point out more in the trumpet solo, and then the ensemble can just delicately support you. And then along with that, the ensemble, we could play softer during that solo section to help out the soloist. All right. Now I'm hearing us come up with on da 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 dee, da da. Let's be careful at the end of this second measure when we're decrescendoing that we don't chop the end of that in terms of our tone. So, again, I think something I'm hearing in the lyrical playing is just at the end of two measures, sometimes at the end of these measures, we're just chopping the end of the sound. Just keep the sound going. And I think at the end, if we can let the boom, 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 you know, that line in the low brass, low woodwinds, if we can let them come through more, and then those of us on the supporting lines, I'm going to get out of the way just a little bit more so we can hear more clearly. But then at the end, too, the SFFZ is a tricky one.
D. Make sure we keep our best tone. So one of the things that we do is always make sure we're playing with our best tone, no matter how loud or soft we are. And that just takes practice and time, too. I think there's a lot of good things going on with you guys. There's a lot of good playing. I'm hearing a lot of nice things. And so we're always trying to get better in everything we do. And so in music, hopefully some of these comments I've made today are helpful as you continue to work on, whether it's intonation on within a section on exposed parts, if it's other parts that I mentioned earlier, where we balance to a soloist, with all these things, if you look at it in the end, if you listen really closely, it helps take care of a lot of those things. So I guess my parting words will be just keep listening and adjusting in all areas all the time. Listen for intonation, listen for tone, listen for the ends of your phrases, how you're sustaining across the bar line. And your ears will tell your mouths what to do, or percussion your hands when you're playing. So that way you're always listening and adjusting to what's going on. I hope my comments are helpful, and I wish you the very best of luck.